Forest. Well, joining us now, Tim Bennett Goodman, who's the former chair of the Local Arts Council and a trustee of Voluntary Action for Waltham Forest, and Neil Gerrard, who is a former MP for Waltham. So, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Let's talk culture, though. First of all, Tim, if I can start with you. No arts centre, no theatre, no cinema. Not much art. Well, we were just talking about art. It seems to be slightly bereft.
Doesn't seem a very good starting place, does it? But I can assure you that we have a really flourishing arts community in the borough, and it's them we are looking to, really, to make this happen. You know, we want our local artists and organisations to be doing as much as they can between now and 10 to 12.
What happened? Why did everything disappear from Walthamstow?
Well, Neil might know more about that than I do. I've been here for 7 years, and I think
so. It wasn't your fault.
The rot set in before me.
Was it my fault? Well, you know, we've got a building here that was a cinema, and it's a marvellous building. It's listed. The interior is absolutely unique. I don't think you'd find another cinema building in the country that's like it. Used to be a big performance venue. If you go back to the 60s, people like the Beatles, the Who, Johnny Cash,
Duke Ellington,
all sorts of people played here. And then about 7 years ago, it was sold off, and it's sat there empty ever since. But what we've got now, what I'm involved with, is a trust that's been set up. We're trying to buy the building back, to get it back into use as a cinema, but go back to what it was: performing arts, cinema, local community, arts use. Turn it into something that really will be an attraction in this area.
But I understand that the cinema currently is owned by a church.
That's right.
So how likely are they to sell it back or sell it to you?
Well, the council has just for the second time refused them planning permission, so they've got a problem. We don't know yet whether they'll appeal that. The first time that it was turned down, they appealed and lost. But we're in the market to buy it from them.
And I think it will work, because, I mean, there must be a whole town and maybe the environs beyond that are crying out for this kind of culture in their local area.
Oh, I'm sure it can work. You know, it's a model. The model we've got is a model that's worked elsewhere. We've got people involved who've done similar projects elsewhere. We've got interest now from mainstream cinema operators, from people who promote music and comedy shows. You know, we're absolutely confident it can work, and if it does work, it'll be something that is a real attraction, as you say, not just for people who live in Walthamstow. I think we could pull in people from a much wider area as well.
Well, Tim, you said that it's a vibrant artistic community, but if there aren't the buildings, where do people go? Where do they gather for the art?
That, you put your finger on one of the main problems. This is why we have to rely on weather like we're currently experiencing and hope for the best. The Cultural Olympiad Festival, the CREATE Festival that's happening in the five host boroughs, is set up as an open-air summer event. Right. So this one thing that this borough has, a great strength, a natural, God-given, if you like, strength, is its open spaces. You know, the fact we've got Epping Forest, we've got the marshes, wonderful open parks, play areas. And that's what the council has concentrated on, I think, over the years, is putting on major events in these sort of parks, and where we are today, in Town Square, with the big screen behind us, set up specifically for that purpose.
With you on it, by the way.
Apparently.
Have you seen me ducking?
Well, I was blamed for getting it put up in the first place. There's a lot of people who don't like it, and I spoke in favour of it at the planning committee, which didn't go down entirely well in all quarters. But nevertheless, it's there now, and it's serving a very useful
working?
Function. Yes, because we have a very vibrant film-making community, despite the fact that we have no cinema yet, until Neil delivers us one. Lots of filmmakers making short films, you know, that have won international prizes, but nowhere really for them to be seen in their own borough. And of course, this is the borough where Hitchcock was born, so it's doubly ironic. But yeah, it's fulfilling a function, perhaps not as well as it might, but it's all we have, basically.
And we can't forget that music has also emerged from here. Yeah. Of course, we've got E17, some people go, but you've got Damon Albarn as well. You've got a lot of people who've come from this area who are very successful. successful musicians.
Yeah, that's right. And we have organisations, I'm sure you'll be aware of, the London Community Gospel Choir based
here. We've got
here.
Some people coming in later
on.
Yeah,
yeah, and the Forest Philharmonic Orchestra, which is fabulous, you know. And
they don't play in the forest, do they?
They might for the
That'd
Cultural
be a great
Olympiad.
Venue, actually.
It would.